Hello and welcome to the American Culture Podcast. In this program, we look at the fate of Native Americans as settlers move into the West at the end of the 19th century. First, we'll have a summary of the reading for next week, The American Amerindian's Last Stand, Chapter 16 in your textbook. Then we'll hear about the development of national parks in the United States. This segment will help you answer a bonus question. Finally, I'll give you some specific hints for the test. First, a summary of the chapter. For hundreds of years, the Native Americans of the Great Plains had hunted the buffalo. From the buffalo, they got almost all they needed to live, food and clothes, for example. In the early 19th century, there were about 12 million buffalo. White settlers had begun crossing the plains as early as the 1840s on their way to Oregon and California. Later, railroads were built, more settlers came, and the Native Americans of the plains realized the settlers were coming to stay. As a result, they negotiated treaties with the white men, giving up land for food, education, and other trappings of white society. In 1851, the Pawnee people gave up land that is now the state of Nebraska. In 1858, the Sioux surrendered an area almost the size of South Dakota, while the Comanche and Kiowa gave up lands in Kansas, Colorado, and Texas during the 1860s. Unfortunately, the promises made in the treaties were not always honored. For example, the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty gave large areas of land between the Missouri River and the Rocky Mountains to the Sioux people. In 1874, gold was discovered in the area. The U.S. government attempted to buy the land back, but when the Sioux refused, the government broke the treaty and allowed thousands of miners to enter the area looking for gold. At the same time, the numbers of buffalo had been declining as large farms for cattle, called ranches, were established on the plains. White hunters also ruthlessly hunted the buffalo, destroying almost all of the great herds between 1872 and 1874. The extinction of the buffalo was a tactic to gain control of the Native Americans of the plains. Without food from the buffalo, they were powerless. As more settlers arrived on the plains, the government used the army to force Native Americans onto reserve lands. Most of these lands were considered of little value to the whites. The Native Americans fought back. In 1876, the Cheyenne killed an entire company of 225 riders or cavalry from the U.S. Army. This was the famous Battle of Little Bighorn. But whites in America did not tolerate resistance. They continued to wage war on the Native Americans until all were forced onto reserves. By 1890, most of the West was settled. The U.S. government promised to aid Native Americans, but such promises were seldom kept. Lack of food and disease drove the Native Americans to desperation. The Sioux, for example, became involved in the Ghost Dance, a religious movement which worried the U.S. government. When soldiers stopped a group of Native Americans in 1890, shots were fired, and the U.S. soldiers killed most of the Sioux, including women and children. The incident has come to be known as the Wounded Knee Massacre. In 1924, Native Americans received the right to vote, and in 1934, they received the right to organize and run their reserves. Nonetheless, Native Americans do not have equal opportunities in America today. Unemployment was about 39% in the 1980s, 5 times the national average. About 25% of Native Americans do not have enough money to buy daily necessities. Native Americans continue to fight back. The American Indian movement of the 1970s tried to inform people about stolen lands. Others have gone to court to seek settlement of broken treaties. Next, a special segment on the development of national parks in the United States. Since the earliest days of settlement, Americans have believed that their natural resources are limitless. Trees were cut, buffalo were slaughtered, rivers and lakes were polluted. Many Americans became worried about the disappearance of these natural resources. But one man, John Muir, born in Scotland, worked to convince Americans to conserve nature. As a result, large areas of America were made into public parks, or national parks. The first national park was Yellowstone Park in the Rocky Mountains. It became a national park in 1872. It is also a wildlife sanctuary where animals are protected from hunters. In 1916, the National Park Service was created to take care of all America's parks. Finally, some hints for the test. Next week's test will be an open book test. You should know and review the information about specific treaties between the U.S. government and Native Americans, as well as the government's record of honoring the treaties in general. You should know some of the details about the disappearance of the buffalo. And you should also know about Native Americans' attempts to regain their land and their general situation today: employment, health, and standard of living. You should also focus on the history of the Sioux. What struggles did they face? Well, that's all for today's program. Thanks for listening, and good luck on the test.